Saga Egmont presents Running and Jumping by Stephen Keady and read by Adrian Gray. Falulu. This book exists because you gave me a love of sport. I think you would have liked the story, but you would have phoned me about all the swear words. And for Matt Hullier and Joe Cook, for all the time spent and memories shared, I hope I did your words justice. Prologue. I am 6 years old, sat next to my grandma on the floral couch, dressed in Spider-Man pajamas, watching the Barcelona 1992 Olympic Games on TV. Linford Christie is on the screen, the last few seconds before the men's 100-meter final. That 1,000-yard stare down his lane. No emotion. No tricks to put off his competitors. Full-on focus. The runners line up. Best of the best. One of eight to be crowned king. Marks. I'm transfixed. Set. The runners are up from their blocks and moving, everyone coming to a stop a few meters in. Full start, my grandma confirms. I'm on edge. My feet bouncing on the floor, legs twitching. Back to the line. Back in their blocks. Refocused. Marks. A long moment of pause. Set. The silence of expectation. Every second feels like months to me as I wait for the sound of the gun. They're running. Linford pulls away and wins. I'm off the couch, on my knees, like I've scored a goal at Wembley. I stand and look at my grandma. She's smiling. Happy for Linford. Happier for me. I'm going to do that when I'm older. Do what, Adam? Win a gold medal at the Olympics. My dream is born. Part 1. Chapter 1. Beijing, August 2008, the Olympic Games. I know it's big. The smoothness of my approach, the speed into the board, the takeoff, the height I get. I hang for what feels like hours. I land, pushing forward out of the pit. I look at the flag, white, and the marker boards, my imprint in the sand. The official measures the distance. I bounce on the balls of my feet, trying to control the adrenaline pumping through my body, waiting for the confirmation of what I already know. It's announced. 8.36 meters. I have just jumped a new personal best, a new British record. I lead the Olympic long jump final. I react with a shake of the fist to the camera, a short smile to everyone watching back at home, allowing myself a brief moment of celebration before I walk back to the seating area, to try to be cool and act calm, to convince my fellow competitors this is exactly how it's supposed to be, despite the fact there are fireworks going off inside my head. We can't touch each other in this sport. During our jumps, we can't push each other, lean on each other, hit or kick each other. As a competitor speeds down the runway or pushes off from the board, all we have is how we act before, during, and after our jumps. That's how we crank up the pressure. How we impact and influence those here to beat us. I put my tracksuit back on and sit, surrounded by thousands in the Birdcage Stadium, alone with my thoughts. I allow myself a moment of flashback to Linford Christie, Spider-Man pajamas, and my grandma's smiling face. I'm in the gold medal position. Living my dream. Then I breathe and pull myself back to reality. This is the Olympics, the pinnacle. The best in the world are here, and the fact is 8.36 meters won't be enough to win. To leave here with the gold medal, I'm going to have to dig deep inside me and find more height, more distance, and improve my new personal best. My third jump is a foul, but no one goes further than 8.36 meters, so now I'm three rounds away from gold.